Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Jamaica Social Investment Fund lauded for rural development projects. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Hi!
Miss Lana! You know, so you're frightened we.
Won't have fast over Sonia Yard.
Not the heap of construction we are going.
How will she get money from? NHT have new housing microfinance loan program.
Housing microfinance?
Loan program.
No, we are going to get approved for that.
With VR salary?
The loan is for people who earn $30,000 a week or less. Them can borrow a maximum of $850,000 at any one point. And it goes straight to $1.5 million.
A lie. Me a go down there now.
For the what, Sasha? You contribute to NHT?
That is all right. After the current and new contributor. Just make sure you become registered. Then you can get the loan through your credit union.
Have mercy. After me not join that neither.
Where you wait, Pan? You know, see hurricane season there, Pan, we?
And with Christmas around the corner, the house really need a little spruce up.
Yes, my friend. And we say comfortable.
Me will see you later.
Then we are rushing, Miss Lana.
My credit union. NHT Housing Microfinance Loan Program. That's my housing solution.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is lauding the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, for its continued contribution to the development of rural communities. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking recently at the recommissioning of the upgraded Trenail District Water Supply System in St. Elizabeth. The Trenail District Water Supply Project included the installation of a chain-link perimeter fence, rehabilitation to the existing 80,000-gallon tank, and the repair and extension of the catchment pad. A sand filter and chlorination system were also constructed with funding from the Caribbean Development Bank's Basic Needs Trust Fund. Some 3,400 residents from the communities of Trenail, Retirement, Harmony Hall, Beth Salem, and Maroontown will benefit from this water supply system. The infrastructural upgrading project is one of several initiatives handed over by JSIF in St. Elizabeth recently. These include a multi-use agro-processing incubator at the Rural Agricultural Development Authority office and a new pump at the National Irrigation Commission pump station located in the New Forest Duff House Agri-Park.
That incubator that is now at the RADA office, it is one where anybody who is a good entrepreneur who wants to do any business where they want to make fruit juice, jams, jellies, etc. We have an incubator where you can go down there, put your project together and have your project approved. Once it's approved, you can do your processing there and you can even export what you have directly from there.
Mr. Hutchinson also congratulated the farmers in the parish for their contribution to agricultural production and encouraged them to become involved in the Scotch Bonnet Pepper program being implemented by the ministry.
We want everybody to understand that the program that we're doing is a business. We are providing the seedlings upfront, we're providing the fertilizer upfront, and we're providing the spray upfront. So the only thing that you have to do is prepare the land. We will get somebody to come and purchase the pepper from you.
The cost of the inputs will be deducted from the sale of the pepper and the farmers will receive the remaining funds. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Don't use him fat to fry me. Translation, do not use his fat to fry me. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, do not judge me because of another person's behavior. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.